Left on the penalty to Vorlicki, and that is the case. All right.
And now we've got Vorlicki out of the game, and Corson Kuhlman's in the penalty box for Wisconsin.
Right.
We saw Shea Donovan take a shift here as a penalty killer, so Badgers will be down to light on the defense here as they kill the rest of this penalty off.
And Donovan, just a moment ago, was still buckled over at his waist after taking that stick to the gut. So LeMaster with Lotch on the PK now. Lindmark to take the draw against McKechnie, and a warning on Lindmark, who was slow to get to the dot, just dropped the puck. He finally does, and it goes bouncing like a Super Bowl. Here's Wall now for Penn State. Moves it to Berger, pressured by Horbach. Wall left wing, looking backside, wide open. They score. Connor McKechnie, power play goal. It's 2-2. McClellan saying the puck's in his glove. It should not have counted. But Brian Aaron, the referee, slowly indicated it was a good goal. But will it be or not? They should take a look. No, he's telling Brian Aaron saying good goal to Brett DeRozier, but now they're going to take a look. McClellan, from our angle, I couldn't see. He dove back to stop that tic-tac-toe passing play that broke down the Badgers' penalty kill, and he came up, showing the puck was in his glove, and now the referees are going to take a look at video replay. We'll see. If it counts, it'll be a game-tying goal for Connor McKechnie at 9:45. What are you thinking, Paul?
I don't know, but it's kind of funny. It looks like, for the replay, McKechnie has the puck in his glove when he goes across, and it never came near the net. But I guess we'll see in a sec.
Well, McKechnie just started celebrating. And did McClellan make the save or not?
It's in his glove. I guess the question is, was it in the net or not?
Was it across the goal line when he caught it? No goal. They wash it out. McClellan did make the save with his glove hand, keeping it from going across the goal line. Wisconsin, without a timeout, could challenge and get a delay, but the referees did it on their own. Kudos to Brian Aaron and Brett DeRozier for getting it right.
Wow. And that was one of those, everyone celebrated, the refs went along with it.
Right.
And sure enough, Kyle McClellan had the puck. Kind of looked up, what do you mean goal? I have it in my hand.
Amazing. So it's still 2-1 Wisconsin, nearing the midway point. Nick Menemann just got smoked on the near side by LeMaster, but able to dump it in, and the Badgers still shorthanded. Horbach first to the puck and turns and splits the D-men and sends it all the way down. 90 seconds left on the major penalty to Mike Vorlicki. Badgers without Vorlicki defensively. Kuhlman's is in the box right now for a two-minute minor. Anthony Kerr unavailable because of an injury. Now Stang, good work, far wall by Lodge, and Stang knifed it all the way down. Wisconsin still 70 seconds left to kill off on the major penalty to the Badgers' Mike Vorlicki. Horbach and Lindmark back out there. Dexheimer and Donovan takes a whack at Tyler Gratton across the line. Dowd stops at the half wall. Now to Janiev. Back to Dowd. They'll change places left wing. Janiev with it. Little left-hander setting up. Calder is shot stopped by McClellan. Back around. Oh, Janiev trying to wrap around, and McClellan keeps it out of the net. No whistle yet. Hacking at it was Gratton. Now the whistle blows. Horbach just screaming at the referee, Brian Aaron. But McClellan kept it out of the net again and finally got the whistle.
And Janiev coming around the net was pumping his hands like he either thought it was going in or assumed it was going to go in. McClellan held the post with his foot. You can see him even on the replay, pumping both hands, stick up, skating backwards like he thought the puck was in the net. So sometimes you fake it till you make it. It worked before until the review, and this time it tried it again.
That's amazing that the referees were baited into calling McKechnie's shot a goal. And McClellan gets up, and he's got the puck right in his glove. Now Tony Granato is conversing with referee Brett DeRozier about something. He wants an explanation, and I'm not sure if he gets what he wants. They're going to drop the puck to the left of Kyle McClellan. 9:11 to go in the third. Badgers lead Penn State 2-1. Puck loose in the circle, or in the slot, that is, and Gratton trying to outmuscle a couple of Badgers, just couldn't win it free. The Badgers, Lindmark in transition, shorthanded, and he shoots one wide from the left wing. Horbach in there trying to keep it pinned against the near wall and waste more time. Only 29 seconds left in the Vorlicki major. But eventually Linden came out of there with it. Now Calder got his stick up high on LeMaster, whose head snapped back. No penalty there. Badgers won the puck, and out to center it comes. Now here comes Dowd, dumped in by Calder. Linden right side, tried to reverse. Caulfield falls down on the puck. It's jammed free. Lotch looks at his teammate, decides to go get the biscuit himself. Now loose puck, tough angled shot. McClellan with a save, bouncing puck out, diving for it. Lindmark can't clear, look out, held in by Dowd. Open man, far side, Linden. Down the middle, Bratton backhander, stuffed by McClellan. He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major and lead Penn State 2-1 with 8:17 left here in the third. Wow. We take a break. Back in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Face off the left of Wisconsin goaltender Kyle McClellan, who has stopped 37 of 38 shots today. Badgers lead 10th-ranked Penn State 2-1, 8:17 left. Both teams at full strength. Although Vorlicki, oh, off the draw, snapshot by Kerwin, stopped by McClellan. That's, well, actually, they've changed the shot chart. It went from 38 shots to 41 with one shot on goal on the score sheet. Nevertheless, 40 saved now for Kyle McClellan. Badgers minus Mike Vorlicki, who was kicked out for that five-minute major, but Wisconsin got the job done 4-for-4 on the penalty kill.
And that last shot off the faceoff, the McClellan had the puck long enough for the whistle to blow, but it didn't drop down to his feet.
Yeah.
So a good break for Wisconsin there.
Another whistle after the Badgers won the draw and cleared it out of play. They'll drop it again to the left of McClellan. He's getting his breath. Lampa against Wisconsin's Caulfield. Still loose in the circle. Badgers win it, and Kuhlemans banks it to center. Should be a hand pass on Penn State. Yep. It was batted down by the defender and then picked up by Penn State as they tried to dump it in. That's a hand pass, and they'll drop the puck back in the Penn State zone with 8:06 to go on the third period clock.
As Simon Mack slowed the play down, Wisconsin was about to start a rush up the ice. He leaned over and knocked it with his hand to his teammate, but if he didn't do that, Wisconsin was looking at possibly an odd man rush.
Now another delay. Linesman says 80.6 seconds on the clock. So that's not accurate. Now it says 8:06, and I think we're ready to go. We've had a couple of clock issues here. We've had fans dropping sodas from the upper deck on broadcasters.
I think they reset that because the linesman dropped the puck when the people weren't ready and the clock started.
Oh, okay. All right. Badgers eventually won the puck free, dumped it behind the net. Soulier is so nonchalant as he goes back there and just kind of picks it up one-handed. Penn State bounces it ahead, and it angles towards McClellan, and Kyle calmly stopped it with his stick. But Penn State on the attack, short side shot by Wall off the stick of Stramel, and high and wide back out to center it comes. Now the Nittany Lions went blue line to blue line, but Tyson Jugnauth intercepted. Headman to Erdahl deflects into the attacking zone. DeSaint Foul gives chase. Stramel two. Instead, Penn State with it, and they pitch it across. It works its way out to center ice, and DeSaint Foul refeeds the offensive zone. Penn State cleared it. Shea Donovan dumped it right back down in. 2-1 Badgers, 7:10 left. Collision at center, Caulfield McEachern ran into him, spun around and laid on the ice for a little bit, but he's back up. No penalty to be called, nor should there have been. And back out to neutral ice it comes. D to D, Dowd to Shade. He'll fire it in, left corner to right. McClellan can't stop as it came off the shelf. Out to the left point, Shade with it now. Sets and shoots one. Easy stick save made by McClellan. 41 tonight now for McClellan. Penn State holds. Shade tries to get it deep. Stang in his way. Now Cervagno to the corner. Paquette takes a tumble. Back up on his skates. Donovan defending him. Cervagno out high. Redirect. Tyler Grattan up over the top of the crossbar. Back behind the net. Good work by Dexheimer. Then cut off by Paquette. Shea Donovan takes it away. Angles a beautiful outlet pass to Gorniak, trying to duck underneath Tyler Grattan. Lost possession. Here comes Penn State. 2-on-4. Paquette sets and fires. Missed the net. Glove side on McClellan. Trying to draw a penalty. Paquette took a dive. We play on. 6:08 to go in the third. And now Wisconsin's LeMaster accidentally iced the puck, or will they let it go? We'll play on as Bantle hustled down and canceling out that icing. Good play by Carson Bantle, who's now tied up with Crespo behind the play. There, Linden spins around LeMaster but lost possession. Out towards the point, held in by Dylan Grattan. Refeeds left corner to right. Now Lodge off to Lindmark. Played it to the wall, and Bantle taps it ahead of himself. I'm not sure where Carson was going with that pass or dump attempt, but taken away by Penn State, and they're back the other way. Calder off balance, shot out high left. Easy save, McClellan. And he hangs on. A 2-1 Wisconsin lead, 5:31 to go here in the third. At Mariucci, Minnesota was down 2-0. Now the Gophers have rallied to take a 3-2 lead. So if the Gophers beat the Buckeyes, Wisconsin will be going to Michigan for the first round of the playoffs next weekend.
Just personally, I wanted to go to Columbus. It's not over yet.
It's not over yet. This isn't over yet here either. If the Badgers win this game, Penn State will be on the road for the first round of the playoffs. And Wisconsin off the draw. Kuhlman's hammered it around the wall and all the way down and iced it accidentally. You know, it's amazing when you think about it. The Badgers haven't been in many tight games this season. I know a 2-0 loss at home to Ohio State on January 21st, a 2-0 win over Notre Dame on January 6th. Haven't had a one-goal game since November, right?
Only one overtime game the entire year, I believe. Mm-hmm. Jinx, jinx.
And that was against LIU, November 12th, a 4-3 win, and McClellan stops Sarlo as he went from left to his right in front of the net. Kyle McClellan's been so solid here today. The junior netminder from Manchester, Missouri. Many believe he will be the number one netminder for Wisconsin next season, with, I guess, the expected departure of Jared Moe to the pros, from what Tony Granato has said publicly during pregame shows, his radio show, and what have you. We'll all wait and see how the roster and things shake out after this season. Badgers trying to get to 13 wins, trying to finish the regular season in the Big Ten 6-18, which would match the number of conference wins from a year ago. And now offside called on Penn State, faceoff and neutral ice with 5:01 left to go.
Whistles, lots of whistles here lately, but really Wisconsin, what they have on D here with Vorlicki out, given their back line plenty of rest here as they come down the stretch of this game.
Donovan out there with Dexheimer now. Normally it's Vorlicki with Dexheimer in this defensive pairing. Good work by Erdahl, who got spun around a little bit in the Penn State zone and did a nice job just to hold the zone and wasting more time, forcing McEachern back behind his own net. He threw it right wing wall. Refeeds McEachern. Can't get his stick down to direct it on goal. And the Badgers pick it up near side. Through center ice, it's DeSaint Fowle. Sauce pass, Stramel. Cross the line, shoots one. Not much on it as he got shouldered by Wall as he let it go. McEachern now left wing. He'll fire one in. Easy stick save for McEachern, or McClellan, who stops another shot near side by McEachern, who then goes to the net looking for a rebound that there wasn't any anyway. And again, the two teams come together a little bit and need to be separated. We have a McMenamin and a McEachern on the Penn State roster. We have a McClellan on the Wisconsin roster. We do not have a McLemon or a McWatermelon or anything like that, but there are a lot of Macs out there.
And it is State Patrick's Day, so it's almost an Irish thing.
It is. Badgers, Lindmark, lost the offense or defensive zone faceoff. Penn State plays it to the corner, but Lindmark eventually had it on his stick. Now Lodge trying to tie up Kerwin. Good work by Daniel Lodge. Throws it around the far corner. Dylan Grattan pinching in. Tries to center one. Intercepted by LeMaster, and he smartly lifts it ahead. Now Gorniak with speed gets there before Sarlo deep in the Penn State zone. Tough angled shot by Gorniak. Actually, that was Carson Bantle. I thought that was Gorniak with so much speed. Carson hustles, man. He gets up and down the ice. He doesn't always stay on his skates, but he gets up and down the ice.
He had a head start on the play and beat the Penn State defender back.
3:39 to go. Malmquist steals at the Badger blue line and will dump it into the Penn State zone after gaining the red line. Robbie Newton now playing forward as Donovan's been forced back to the blue line. And the puck played out by Penn State to center ice. Fans clapping in unison, the student section in particular, trying to get Penn State going. A loss, and the Nittany Lions would be on the road for the first round of the Big Ten playoffs. Here's Jania from behind his own net. Pass ahead near the Badgers bench to Calder. Backside left, Linden catches and wipes out. Malmquist comes over, has the puck on his stick, and now got it off to Stang. He'll skate it to center. Sam tries to get it deep, but good play by Linden from behind. Took it from him. Genev cuts to the high slot, looking for options, and mishandled the puck. Played to the corner. Now behind the net, Linden. Right down the middle, Genev. He missed the shot. Oh, maybe McClellan got a piece of it. I don't think so. Here's Dowd now. Sauces down to the corner. 2:42 to go in the third. 2-1 Wisconsin. Turnaround shot out high by Dowd through the low slot. Genev now has it. Their most dangerous line, and Genev found an angle. Shot the puck, and McClellan stuck out his left glove hand and stopped it for a faceoff. 2:33 to go here in the third. It's 2-1 Wisconsin.
Sorry, Penn State had both their D changing on that. When McClellan caught the puck, he looked up. He realized there was a lot of open ice to the left of himself, but we talked about a quick whistle earlier, advantageous to Wisconsin when the puck dropped out of McClellan here. Somewhat of a bad break because Badgers probably would have gotten the puck down and out. A lot of room on that side of the ice.
Penn State has six skaters on the ice and their goaltender. What's going on here? Guy Godowski's playing around. He's a little gamesmanship by Godowski, throwing seven skaters on the ice with his goaltender still in net. Tony Granato and the Badgers without a timeout. They used it to challenge a play, and it was overruled by the referees. Faceoff to the right of McClellan, extra attacker for Penn State, which needs one to tie. Faceoff win by McEachern out to Wall. They'll work it off the left wing board. Sarlo pressured by Lodge, slowed by Daniel. Now it's Paquette in the corner, bumps it out to the point in Wall. Sends it back to Paquette, left wing. Paquette with Lodge on him. Good work by Daniel Lodge, and Stramel comes over and nudges it out to center. 2:10 to go in the third. 2-1 Wisconsin. Oh, steal by DeSane Foul. Try to hit the empty net, and Berger out of midair with an excellent play with his stick. Knocked it down, and it's basically stuck to his tape. Now Berger in transition, looking backside. McClellan kicked out his right pad on the backdoor feed to McMenamin. Here's McEachern, holds the zone left point, 1:50 to play. Empty net, Penn State with an extra attacker. Badger steal, DeSane Foul after able to lift it up and roll it down to the Penn State zone, not strongly enough for icing. Wall goes to get it. Skates past Bantle, back to his right side. Fake the slapper, comes in low right. Tough shot, saved by McClellan. Penn State rims it around. Wall's got it again. 1:28 left. Left wing shot blocked by Wisconsin's Lindmark. Stolen by Caulfield. Up ahead to center. Lindmark tried to beat Wall to the puck, but broke his stick in the process. And so the Badgers, Lindmark gets a new stick. Puck rolling around in the Badgers zone. Behind the net, Grattan. 1:10 to play. Off balance shot left wing by Grattan. Blocked by Kulemans. He throws it all the way down but missed the open net. Icing on Wisconsin. 1:04 to go in the third. Face off in the Badger zone, and they cannot change, and they have no timeout.
A couple of big saves by Kyle McClellan in that last segment. It was a pass across or a Penn State player going hard to the net, and McClellan far out in his crease uses his kick, his right leg, to pop the puck out. And there, Carson Kuhlman's taking the risk. We saw last week Matty DeSaint Foul scoring from a far away out. And here, he tried to do the same thing.
104 to go in the third. Bouncing puck off the draw, and Ashton Calder just run the crossbar, and it sails into the mesh. Stopping play. That was a bounce. Linden's been really good in the faceoff circle, and it went from the circle to the left of McClellan and bounced through the high slot ball. And Calder was able to shoot it off the bounce and rung the crossbar. Wow.
Yeah, one of the Badgers going down, trying to take away low. I think it was Owen Lindmark. Bouncing puck, maybe up on edge, got all of it. Got it over Lindmark and off the crossbar and out.
Lindmark again, face off against McEachern. Badgers lead by one, 59.3 seconds left. He'll drop the puck eventually. They finally do, and McEachern won it so strongly, he split his two D-men. It's now rolling on angle from left to right and almost went into the Penn State empty net.
Oh, that was going 15 feet wide and then changed direction.
Nittany Lions in the attacking zone, dumped it in. Caulfield in a battle near side with Paquette, 39 seconds to play. Brock from his knees can't clear. Berger held left point. Paquette open man straight away. It's McEachern's shot blocked down. Badgers Caulfield couldn't clear. Mick Beneman, 27 seconds left. Low right. Here's Sarlo. Knocked off his stick by LeMaster. Back to the point now. Berger heaves it to the corner. Behind the cage, Sarlo can't handle. 17 seconds. 2-1 Wisconsin. Regular season finale on the road. Mick Beneman swings and miss on a centering pass from Wall. 9 seconds left. Back to the corner. Mick Beneman. Open man Wall. Pass Paquette. Deflected near Wall. 3 seconds left. And the Wisconsin Badgers have snapped a 21-game Big Ten regular season road losing streak and prevent Penn State from playing at home in the first round of the Big Ten playoffs. Wisconsin 2, Penn State 1. Kyle McClellan, a fabulous effort in goal with 46 saves. And this regular season comes to a close with a thrilling road victory for the Wisconsin Badgers. Badger hockey this season brought to you all season long by Ho-Chunk Nation. Play big, win big. Ho-Chunk Gaming Hotel and Convention Center, your grown-up getaway in Wisconsin Dells. And UW Athletics, proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center and Camp Randall Stadium. Brew Pub, lots and lots of pizza and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Badgers wrap up the regular season after a rough one last night, a 2-1 win here tonight for Wisconsin. And we'll be back in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you-know-who. Welcome to Delicious.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Upgrade any space and maximize storage with great closet systems from Dakota Closets. Make your storage your own with our selection of custom sizes and styles. Dakota Closets are easy to set up and are great for hanging clothes and storing accessories in any room of your house. Dakota Closets are 11% off. Good through February 26th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit clarybuilding.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at heart and of all ages,
start your day laughing with Mornings on WFHR.
7 to 10, Monday through Friday, join your host James and the best co-hosts in radio.
Keep up to date on local news, sports, and weather.
Along with Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and Friday's Culver's Star of the Day.
Join the conversation weekdays 7 to 10 for Mornings on WFHR. We're serious comedy to start your day.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics, and by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Post Game Show.
Well, we haven't had a lot to cheer about this season. Badgers got off to a 2-8 start and then won five in a row, knocked off Michigan at home, their most significant win to get things going. And then the Badgers lost to Parrott, Minnesota before the holiday break. Unable to win the Quick Trip holiday faceoff for a second straight season, the Badgers returned home and split their first two Big Ten series to start 2023. But then six successive losses, four in a row on the road, and the Badgers were set to finish in the basement in the Big Ten. Then a home split with Minnesota, beating the top-ranked Golden Gophers on February 11th. A split last weekend against Michigan State after not playing well in the series opener. And after not playing well in the series opener last night, the Badgers played very well here tonight defensively. Granted, they gave up 48 shots on goal, but Kyle McClellan was up to the task, making 47 saves and a third period goal from Matthew D. St. Foul. The Badgers win here tonight 2-1 and finish the regular season 13-21, 6-18 in the Big Ten. Penn State 20-13-1, 10-12-1 in league play. And again, the Nittany Lions will be on the road for the first round of the playoffs. So will Wisconsin, and we'll find out soon where the Badgers will play. But, you only play X number of games throughout a season, and in this case, in the regular season, the Badgers played 34, so there aren't a lot of chances to enjoy the good things that happen, whether you're having a winning season or not. So this is one to enjoy for the Wisconsin Badgers, who now head into the playoffs on a high note.
I don't think we said on the air, but I was hoping for a close game tonight. Wisconsin hasn't played one in a long time. I think it was November.
Yeah.
That there was a one-goal game for Wisconsin. Get a win in a one-goal game, even better. Think of it, the adversity. It was a great start. They got the lead, which didn't happen yesterday. Penn State definitely got better as the game went along, but the Badgers were in position to protect the lead. But two major penalty kills for Wisconsin. Obviously, that's been that was a thing for a few games there. Wisconsin went back to that here. Killed them both. 4-4 in the penalty kill. Kyle McClellan was great. And then two breakaways. Wisconsin had a chance in the second period to put a little distance. Never got it. But either way, they got the lead back in the third period. Zach Erdahl made a great play in that one Matthew D. St. Foul goal. Along the boards, made a effort play, kept the puck in, got the puck to Matty D. St. Foul for the goal. And so Wisconsin comes out of here with a win. They win in a playoff style, because they're going to see probably games like this from now on going forward, and Wisconsin gets a little bit of confidence. The goaltending was great, and they did it as a team, as we heard earlier. Everyone had to contribute, and they did that.
Yeah, I like how you said that, too. They won in playoff style. I mean, you're going to have to go on the road, and you're going to have to muck and grind and try to play solid defensively, block shots, hope your goaltending is good, and then score.
Power play goal, and perfect on the penalty kill.
Right, if you can do that, exactly. So, and that's what the Badgers did here tonight in beating Penn State 2-1. It is senior night for the Nittany Lions, so, you know, they're unfortunately licking their wounds after a loss in their final appearance in this building. This season, but taking some snapshots downstairs. Badgers win tonight 2-1, and we'll name our three stars of the game here in just a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Hey, Siri, what's a shouse?
That's okay, Siri. I got this. A shouse is a building with the secure storage of a clary shed and the living space of a house. Combine the two, and you get a shouse. We have so many options to create your very own shouse. Design your custom layout and choose from beautiful color and accessory options, all bundled with the industry-leading quality and warranty you expect from Clary. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looks all but certain that Wisconsin will go to Ann Arbor to play Michigan in the first round of the Big Ten playoffs next weekend. Ohio State with a 2-0 lead at Minnesota on a couple of 5-on-3 power play goals. But since then, the Gophers have reeled off 5 straight tallies. So if Ohio State loses, Michigan would finish in second place in the Big Ten, which means the last place Badgers would visit the second-place Wolverines next weekend. Here, Wisconsin beats Penn State 2-1. A thrilling game here for the Cardinal in white. And let's get to our three stars of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar, Paul.
Our third star for the Badgers. Scored the first goal, got the Badgers the lead they needed. Corson Kuhlemans, who was about as good as they had last night in the game, and he was important tonight. Number two star, game-winning goal and assist. In a 2-1 game, Matthew DeSaint-Fowl feels like he should be the first star, but number one, Kyle MacLellan, the goaltender, with 47 saves. He had, for sure, the season high. He had 40 saves in 8 games last year, including one with 47, which so he, at Mercyhurst. So that's at least as matches his total in the last two seasons. He was outstanding. 22 saves in the third period alone.
Right.
He was a big part of the kill, too. The penalty kill went 4-for-4, including about 7.5 minutes or so of major penalty kill, and was saved the game, really, when Penn State scored. The horns went off, the ref pointed, and Kyle MacLellan turned around, and he's like, I got the puck in my glove right here. What are you doing? But they took a look, and they took the goal off the board, and so Kyle MacLellan gets a little bit of showmanship as well. Not that he was bragging, but he was like, what's going on here? I got the puck right here. So great performance for the goalie, and obviously backstop the Badgers to a regular season finale win.
Yeah, the Badgers were up 2-1, and Connor McKechern, low right, started celebrating as if he had scored the game-tying goal. The referee on the ice, Brian Aaron, indicated it was a good goal. And then he came across to the scorer's table and spoke with the other referee, Brett DeRozier, and let's take a look, he said. And he went and took a look, and sure enough, MacLellan had, he must have had his glove along the side of the post and caught it and kept it from cross line, even though McKechern had raised his hands in celebration like he had tied the game. It was not the case. They washed it out. So Kyle MacLellan, our number one star of the game, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Do you have time for the energizing performance of the game?
Let's do it.
All right.
Energizing performance. I kind of mentioned him already, but Zach Erdahl made the play on the game-winning goal along the boards. One of those effort plays that you need in a game like this. Right in front of us, or in front of the, on this side of the ice, the near side. Penn State tried to get the puck up. He got his stick on the clearing attempt. There's two Penn State guys there. He got it. Used his body, banked it off the boards. Matty DeSaint-Fowl was still down deep in the zone. Picked it up, toe dragged to the net, and scored. And energy play, exactly what it was, and Matthew DeSaint-Fowl gave him even extra energy on the play.
Yeah, and Erdahl was physical today, active today. He can fly, and made the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. All right, Paul, thanks for your work. Nice job today. And we get to go to Ann Arbor, where the Badgers did not fare well last time they were there not too long ago.
They did have a victory against the Wolverines not too long before that, I guess.
Yep.
Well, I guess it's back in
January.
In January. So there is some knowledge of a victory against the Wolverines, and we've seen what they can do. So the Badgers will be ready this time. A lot of movement, a lot of skill for Michigan. And again, we're calling this still, you never know. I mean, Ohio State could pull off a miracle and beat Minnesota.
It would have to be a miracle, because it was 5-2 Minnesota with 2.5 minutes to play, and that may be soon a final. Yep, I think it is a final. 5-2 Minnesota over Ohio State, so the Badgers will go to Michigan.
Okay, so right. But Badgers are familiar there. They've been there recently.
And yes.
It's a new season. It's 0-0, and you know the way to keep your season going now is just to win games, so Badgers will come back and get ready for next week in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, we get to see Dwayne Dirksen, too. So nothing wrong with that.
That is, actually, that's one of the best things about going to Ann Arbor.
I would agree.
Always some energy from the former Badger goaltender.
Nice job tonight. Thanks. That's Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications. Wisconsin wins its regular season finale on the road, 2-1 over Penn State. And associate head coach Mark Osiecki will join us next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work.
Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm watch begins at midnight Monday morning and continues until 3 p.m. Monday. 10 above tonight under mainly clear skies, westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. 33 tomorrow, freezing rain likely tomorrow night, 24 cloudy. About an inch of snow Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
The 2022-23 regular season is over. Wisconsin wins the final game prior to the postseason. 2-1 over 10th-ranked Penn State. Nittany Lions needed a win to have a realistic shot at home ice for the first round of the Big Ten playoffs, but they'll be on the road, just like the Wisconsin Badgers. Associate head coach Marco Siki joins us upstairs, and Paul Capobianco and I had talked about Jekyll and Hyde with his hockey club, and last night we saw Mr. Hyde, and today we saw Dr. Jekyll in an excellent goaltending performance by Kyle McClellan, and your penalty kill was outstanding. You've got your down a defenseman. I mean, so many guys chipped in tonight, so congratulations on the 2-1 win here on the road.
Yeah, I mean, Tony said that right after the game to our team, that it just have a hard time trying to figure that group out. I mean, and it's strange. I've got a couple texts here and there and people saying, you know, another Saturday night, but, you know, now let's figure out Fridays. And it's an interesting group. I will say, you know, those four games, like we mentioned, that going into this weekend, you know, we played pretty well all four games, just didn't come out on Friday nights, but with a victory. But, you know, it almost has to be, and it's hard to do as a coach over and over and over. But it almost has to be like we're mad at them, and you're going to have to act that way. And I mean, it shouldn't happen. These guys are, you know, we have some older guys that can figure that out. Mm-hmm. You know, but some good things happened for us early in the game. We had a great start. Obviously, Kyle was super calming in net, and that helped a lot.
Yeah. In this day and age, though, Mark, it's coaching is a lot different than the way it used to be, you know? And so not only are the players learning, but the coaches have to almost, you know, you really have to be careful with how things are done, and you don't want to overstep your bounds, but you also have to get the message across. That's kind of a fine line there.
Well, and like I said last night, I mean, you know, and I was somewhat, you know, joking, but not really, saying that, hey, let's drop the puck now, and if you're not ready to lace up your skates, you know, and that's how it has to be. I mean, going out this coming Friday has to be that way. Our mentality right from the get-go, and if you're not, then don't go. Don't jump on the bus. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, you know, you play this sport, and these guys get to this level. At some point, it stops. And a lot of times, it stops for the guys that aren't able to be consistent. And you know what coaching staffs or management is going to see that's going through the doors or over the boards. It has to be consistent. And, you know, so at some point, that stops for guys. And that's a big part of it because of the lack of consistency.
Yeah. Corson Kuhlemans was excellent tonight. I thought he had a goal. The first goal of the game, he hit three shots on goal. He blocked five shots. And I mentioned during the broadcast tonight, in my opinion, Corson Kuhlemans has been your best player this season. I just see him getting better and better, and a better defender than he was given credit for, certainly when the season began, because he came into Wisconsin as a high-powered offensive defenseman. He's learning. And
young
he's getting
kid.
Better.
Yeah. He's a young kid.
He's 19.
You know, so, you know, and him coming out of junior hockey, it was, you know, it was pretty easy for him and
sure.
played on a team that, you know, did very, very well. Didn't really have to defend from the red line back. And I give him a lot of credit because the start of the year probably didn't go the way he would like. I think he's really starting to mature as a player. He's not getting the highs and lows, not even of a game, from a shift. He's becoming more consistent. And certainly things are going to happen really good for him. By him taking care of the puck and being a good defender,
yep.
everything else is going to follow. I mean, that's just the way it is at this level. I mean, you watch guys that have done well here at Wisconsin. Those guys, they played well defensively, and then the offense came. And that's what's happened for Corson. I give him a lot of credit. I thought he played extremely well tonight. I think he's, this whole second half of the year, for the most part, has played very, very well and consistent.
Yeah, well, I mean, we can go up and down the lineup. Matthew DeSaint foul, game-winning goal in the 30. Had a helper as well. Sam Stang contributed. Zach Gerdahl with an excellent play to help DeSaint foul score that game-winner. You know, Shea Donovan playing shifts at forward and defense, taking a stick to the gut and still battling through. I mean, you can go up and down. But, if you can get goaltending like you got from Kyle McClellan tonight, who knows what can happen when the postseason comes around.
Yeah, absolutely. And Kyle hasn't played a lot. So, who knows? If he can settle in there and be that calming factor, who knows? Mm-hmm. I know the team was extremely excited for him today. They were, you could hear it on the bench. I mean, he was a calming factor. There's no doubt about it. He was a difference. Obviously the one save, everyone's going to talk about it. Should be on ESPN, TSN, Turning Point, whatever you want to say. obviously you speak to that. But it wasn't that. It was more pucks that came at him. He just gobbled up, no rebound. He would take the face off. So what? Slow it down, especially when you're in the road. Slow it down. And he did a great job with that.
Yeah, he made a save on McEachern, who thought he tied the game in the third period, and the referee took the bait. McEachern starts celebrating. We couldn't tell from the angle we're sitting here whether or not he had made the save or had the puck crossed the goal line, but kudos to the referees in the Big Ten, Brian Aaron and Brett DeRozier, to at least come over and take a look, because you were already without your challenge. You used your timeout, you're done. You can't,
That was a good job by them. I mean, yep. There were some things that, the other side of it, and it's a fast game. And things are happening, but that was a really, really good job by them. No doubt about it. I mean, I think they all talked about it right from the get-go. Like, whoa, I think this kid made the save. So, obviously a big, big moment in the game.
Sure.
Understated.
All right, yeah, no kidding. All right, so you're going to Michigan to start the playoffs. What do you think of that?
Well, we just talked about Fridays and Saturdays. We just had a weekend there, so we should be ready to go. We just were slapped in the face. So that needs to be our mentality all week, that we were slapped in the face by Michigan. Now we have the opportunity to go in there and go back at them. So that really there shouldn't be any kind of wake-up call. There already was one. And for whatever reason, when we went there, we stepped on the gas. We had no gas. So now on Friday, that needs to be our mentality right from the get-go, just like we did tonight.
All right. Nice job. Congrats. Nice flight home.
And I'm glad I'm not. Are any other drinks coming down? Am I going to get?
We got shelled here at Pagula. That was hilarious.
I owe that guy $20.
You dog. That's Associate Head Coach Mark Osiecki. Badgers beat Penn State tonight. 2-1. Scores and highlights coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
What keeps you coming back? Is it the ability to finally get away? Or is it that you can play big and win big? Or maybe it's because it's the perfect place to be the best version of you. At Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the grown-up getaway keeps you coming back.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
In Wisconsin, Badger hockey is historic. We're proud of our nationally ranked Badgers winning 6 championships. At UW Health, we're also proud to support the same top rankings. Break your arm in a body check? Visit UW Health, the number one orthopedic care in the state. Or break your heart after a tough loss? The number one hospital in Wisconsin's got you. No matter the need, UW Health is here to deliver the best care for every Badger. UW Health. Remarkable.
Hi, welcome to Culver's.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger, hello. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom with every blue spoonful. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Get 11% off everything at Menards. Get the last roof you'll ever need. Steel Roofing offers the best wind resistance, superior hail resistance, and can be ordered cut to your length. It installs fast and is the choice of more and more homeowners in the Midwest. Choose from 25 beautiful colors in-store or online and get 11% off. Good through February 26th. Savings are mail and rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hope to get out of here before Penn State Senior Night ceremonies get started. Badgers win over the Nittany Lions in the regular season finale 2-1. Wisconsin only 6 conference wins this season, but they beat each of the 6 teams in the conference. So who knows what might happen. Badgers will play at Michigan in the first round of the playoffs next weekend. The final scores I have from college hockey tonight in Atlantic hockey. The regular season champion RIT Tigers beat Air Force 5-2. Gavin Abrick, the Hayward native, made 40 saves for Army today, but Army lost to Bentley in overtime 5-4. In the CCHA, Lake State beat Ferris State 4-2. Michigan Tech beat Mankato last night, so the Huskies have a 1-point lead on the Mavericks for the conference championship, and those teams meet again in Mankato tonight. Also, a final from Hockey East, Connecticut beat New Hampshire 6-1. Joey Lamoureux from Shorewood, 37 saves for Alaska Anchorage today. The Seawolves, a 4-0 win at Long Island. Only other Big Ten game that's reached a final, Minnesota beat Ohio State 5-2. Buckeyes scored 2 5-on-3 power play goals to take a 2-0 lead. Gophers scored 5 unanswered to run away with it. And that Ohio State loss means Michigan will finish second in the league, no matter how the Wolverines do against Notre Dame tonight at Yost Arena. And again, Wisconsin will play at Michigan in the first round of the playoffs next weekend. And congrats to Mark Johnson and the Wisconsin women's hockey team. A 4-1 win over Minnesota State today at LeBron Arena. Badgers sweep that first round playoff series and headed to Minneapolis for the WCHA final faceoff next weekend. Here the Badger men beat Penn State to wrap up the regular season 2-1. Highlights next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Everyday people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for
programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. How do you locate a support group for widows or housing for an elderly parent? United Way's 211 is free and confidential and provides answers to these questions and more. Dial 211 for community information and referrals, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Seen it too many times this season. The Wisconsin Badgers not play well. It happened here last night against Penn State. Nittany Lions rolled 6-1. Regular season finale today. Nittany Lions celebrating senior day, needing a win to potentially have home ice for the first round of the playoffs. Badgers not playing for anything, really, just pride and trying to get themselves going a little bit before their postseason begins next weekend. So the Badgers and the Nittany Lions wrapping up the regular season here today, and here are the calls of the game. Brock finds D. St. Foul. Now it's a 5-on-4. Bantle, low right, backside. Kuhlman scores. 5-on-4 power play. Goal by Corson Kuhlman's. Wisconsin has the first goal tonight against 10th-ranked Penn State. Took the puck, held in now by Ertl. Here's D. St. Foul walking, shooting, blocking. He scores! Oh, it went off one of the Penn State players. Soulier was on one knee. D. St. Foul from the right wing walked in and went short side, it appeared, Paul. It's 2-1 Wisconsin. Now loose puck, tough angled shot. McClellan with a save, bouncing puck out, diving for it. Lindmark can't clear, look out, held in by Dowd. Open man, far side, Linden. Down the middle, Bratton backhander, stopped by McClellan. He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major and lead Penn State 2-1. 3 seconds left, and the Wisconsin Badgers have snapped a 21-game Big Ten regular season road losing streak and prevent Penn State from playing at home in the first round of the Big Ten playoffs. Wisconsin 2, Penn State 1.
A good win for the Badgers as Kuhlman scores the power play goal. Matthew D. St. Foul, a goal, game winner, and 2 points. And Kyle McClellan with a Badger best 47 saves in a 2-1 win over Penn State in front of 6,557 fans. Badgers were outshot 48-22, but they get a power play goal and two tries and keep Penn State from scoring on four power plays over a span of 12 full minutes. So the Badgers will be on the road for the first round of the playoffs at Michigan next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday if necessary. We don't know the start times as of yet, but both or all three of the games will be live on the Badgers Sports Network. Mike Anderson, excellent job at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. My broadcast partner, Paul Capobianco. I'd like to thank everybody for listening during this regular season, and may the postseason begin. I'm Brian Posick saying so long, everybody. Once again, the final score from State College, Wisconsin 2, Penn State 1. Thanks for listening to Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and one friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2023 season. With pregame sideline or courtside passes, a tour of the facility, and tons of merchandise, it'll be an extra great day to be a Badger. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.